This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Weekend Daily Edition. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. The Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State on this Sunday, February 18th, 2024. Get on into it, right on into it. We're going to be bouncing around real quick. This is kind of the weekend update as it is right now. We're going to start actually with baseball. I actually got basketball up here right now, but I might as well start with that. Well, last night, I should say yesterday, in between these games, men's team locked up. Looked like it was going to go into overtime against TCU. A devastating three-pointer hit by Jameer Nelson Jr. with just over a second left. TCU escaped with the win, 75-72 there. On that front, and yet the women having to bounce back. they saw their lead almost go away themselves. The women's team stays at their brand much winning streak alive there with their 16th consecutive win at home. Now we're talking about against UCF, which they dominated UCF in the first game and had to hold them off late. In this game, of course, coming off that bounce back, heartbreaker, double overtime loss on the road earlier in the week to Iowa State, 60-58 was the final score there in that one. Gabby Gregory, 19 to lead the Cats in that game right there as well. As I'm speaking right now, well, no, actually I'm not, because game three of the Major League Desert Invitational for the Batcats will be going on here in about another half hour or so. And we're going to go ahead and get you caught up on that also here. As they lost the first game Friday night to Cal, 6-4, I believe, was the score of that game. You know, 6-3, excuse me, there as well. And the Cats, yesterday afternoon, they get it done from Ty Rule, 6-inning start there. Him as they defeat Boston College yesterday at Sloan Park, 6-4 in that game there. Ty Rule had a two-hitter going into the seventh there. And, of course, K-State, they again their first win of the 2024 campaign there as well here. Trying to look up, Blake Dean. He also pitched, I believe, in that one as well. I'm going to go ahead and move this window to the centerpiece there as well. But, they got to screw that up. So K-State scoring first, had two in the second, three in the seventh, and added one on in the top of the ninth inning. As Boston College scored all their runs in the seventh inning, in his baseball game there. Kalen Culpepper went 1-for-4 in this game, driven in a run there, top of the order. Before Culpepper was Chuck Ingram, left fielder. He had a couple hits of the night of the afternoon, drove in a run in there as well. Others, let's see, Rafael Beteller, he drove in the first run of the game. He went 1-for-4 in the baseball game right there. Let's see. So Ty Rule, 6 innings pitch, 4 hits, 2 runs, all of them earned. 3 walks, 6 struck out there. Cole Wisenbaker also pitched in between Rule and Dean. Blake Dean getting the save there, going all 3 innings, striking out 6 there as well. So K-State getting their record even. Let's see if they can come out of the Desert Invitational on the other side, as they're going to be taking on Georgetown here in about less than 25 minutes away. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, weekend edition. Eddie Greer the third checking in with you here as well. K-State baseball here in a little bit. Now I got to get back to the other screen where I was at earlier. Prior to the podcast here, track and field, I wanted to check in on them before signing off on this podcast for this episode for this afternoon. Yeah, track and field, their regular season. Oh, now it's going to do that to me. Yep, okay, all right. Yeah, but K-State basketball, well, since it's not going to go there, so we're not going to waste any more time with that. So, K-State basketball, men's basketball, going back to them, as we'll have to touch base on track on another episode. 5-7 now in the conference after a heartbreaking loss to TCU. And they're continuing to fall backwards here as I got the standings pulled up right now. All right, so this is where it all stands. As you got Houston, Iowa State at the top of the Big 12 standings. Then you have Baylor, excuse me, third, KU fourth. TCU now is locked up with Texas Tech. Texas Tech dropped back a little bit there with that 7-5 record. So in the loss column, Houston, Iowa State have three. That's the lowest margin there, and they're both undefeated at home. Everybody else has lost two or more games on the road. K-State finding themselves on the bottom four right now. The conference 5-7, and they dropped to 15-10. In the 2023-24 campaign. And I listened to one of the Go Power Cat episodes this week. And I remember calling it saying that with the expanded teams now in this conference, if you're not in that top eight, you're playing the first day. You're playing on that first day of the conference tournament right here in Kansas City. So that's where K-State sits right now. Below Cincinnati, they haven't played. I don't have the schedule pulled up right now, but they're below Cincinnati. They're ahead of UCF by a game. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, 3-9. UCF, 4-8. And K-State sits behind Cincinnati and Texas, for that matter. All of them, Texas, Cincinnati, and Kansas State, their Wildcats sit at 5-7. They're going into the new week, so things are, I mean, as much as K-State fought in this basketball game, the men's side yesterday, it was not enough there, so we got to start thinking now. We're coming to the end here pretty quickly on February already, and got to start thinking about the Big 12, at least the tournament's concerned, because I don't know, the NCAA tournament shouldn't be in a conversation with his men's basketball team. It's for the women, though. But for the men, no. Absolutely not. There, as, you know, they've fallen in some hard times this year, obviously. Topped off with, of course, the whole Naquan Tomlin situation. If you missed out on that or have been following that, well, I don't know where you've been or you're new to the podcast, you can go back to past episodes and along with checking out with the rest of the K-State podcasting family of K-State podcasts and to check up on that. But yeah, so falling on hard times, and I was first to even say about the young guys, look, if these guys are going to have an impact on this program, why don't you just play them now? Give them experience. I believe I was the first one to say that. Out of everybody in this podcasting circle, yes, a little humble brag. Look, seeing Ames at the point, you got to give. We've seen glimpses here and there of RJ Jones. We've seen only a little bit of McCaleb Rich in the beginning of the year. We ain't seen him much throughout the season. I'm a big fan of, look, give these guys experience. That's the only way they're going to grow. And it will help them going into the next season. I mean, I understand, you know, why this coaching staff wants veteran players. But at the end of the day, you can only do so much. And your program isn't going to grow with just feeding young guys. Now, fortunately, we haven't said much about Quez Glover because, yeah, he's going to be, well, he's out for the rest of the year, obviously. But he did get a medical red shirt to come back. So, I mean, that's a huge loss to itself there. That can put the ball in the basket. So those type of things there, you just got to start thinking, all right, we're closing in the end of the month. Excuse me. We're closing in the end of the month, right? And you got to start thinking, you know, despite, you know, the quick, the quick trigger fingers of this quick stab, you know, make a mistake, you're shit, you're out, rest of the game. Look, you gotta give these young guys an opportunity here to learn and learn, excel, but at the same time, they made a mistake, you know. Yes, you know, they're going to make mistakes here and there, but at the same time, you know, this team, if they're going to look, you know, it doesn't look good for the NCAA tournament for whatever reason, for reasons, obviously, what I meant to say, unless K-State somehow goes on a unrestrictable run, right? So that's what you're looking at right now. We're looking at a first day appearance in the Big 12 tournament for what that is. So we'll just have to see moving forward as basketball team. But yeah, so that's kind of my thoughts on that. But yeah, I was first to say that, I believe, on this podcast. I sat there weeks ago. I don't know what episode it was, but saying, you know, where are the young guys at? You know, the bench, you know, it's been in kind of like a talking point. You know, we're only six deep, seven deep, whatever, you know. KU, it's okay. Yeah, you know, we got away with that. You know, because guys are playing well. I get that. But at the same time, I mean, you want this program to grow, continue to grow in the way that you want to grow. You got to continue. Why are you going to recruit the young guys anyway? If I'm not trying to bash on this coaching staff, but if you're going to recruit these guys and not play them, then what are we doing here? What are we doing here? So that's another thing to think about, too, is, I mean, you recruit these people, these guys, whether it's football, basketball, even baseball. If you recruit these people to play, right? Athletes who come, whether it's K-State, Iowa State, Kansas, whatever, Wichita State, they come here to play. They want to play and put their talent on this play. They don't want to sit on the bench. Bench there, so, you know, hey. it is what it is at this point in juncture. Now, at this point in juncture, where K-State sits on the men's basketball side, women, that's a whole different conversation on that front. They're going to be Sherlocks to get an NCAA tournament for sure. And I believe I saw somewhere they were 13th seeded or something like that in the top 16 or something like that. So, again, that was earlier this week as well. I think that was a couple weeks ago. Not a couple weeks ago, excuse me, a couple of days ago about that. So, congratulations on that front. Yeah, K-State women's basketball had to work to beat UCF yesterday afternoon. So, that's the kind of the forecast situation, what we have going with men's baseball going playing here in a few minutes against Georgetown. Let's see if they can come out of Arizona 2-3 to kick off the season here. And we kind of did a little postcast combo here right now today on this podcast here, and it'll be a sure postcast coming out tomorrow of game 3 between K-State and Georgetown. Of course, the opener was Cal. They lost that 6-3, and you beat Boston College yesterday 6-4, avoided a meltdown there in the 8th inning. We'll see what happens against Georgetown later on here coming up next. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and get wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available whenever we do post Kansas State content. I'm hopeful to get Alex on this week. I should be able to, with race week coming up for me this week, I should be able to get him on the bonus edition of the podcast there. We will talk baseball on that, as well as probably basketball as well. We'll see what happens on my outline sheet for the bonus, but you'll find that bonus solely on Podbean, but everyone else, the main channel, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audioboom. You can find that everywhere. Wherever you do get your K-State podcast content. I cannot talk for the last couple minutes there. But if you're a first-time listener to this podcast, appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen. If you like what you're listening to or you're interested in more content, go back, feel free, Pro Project Podcast, hit the subscribe button. Feel free to go back to our latest episodes of this Kansas State podcast. Right now, big thanks to Alex Eden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri, sunny Kansas City, Missouri, and it's not 10 degrees out. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We will talk to y'all coming in this week. Go Cats.